Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
A jar of someone's baby teeth labeled "Do Not Open."
This is the theme Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Every year, Uber comes out with a list of things that people have left behind, maybe on purpose, maybe by accident.
The stories must be priceless.
I know. Yeah, the backstories we want to know.
Who knows? All right, so I'm going to give you some items that were left in an Uber.
Okay.
But some of them I made up.
All right.
A framed portrait of Nicolas Cage as a Roman emperor. Left in an Uber, or did I make that up?
I'm going to say that's real.
No, I made that one.
Oh! But you know what? Side story, I have that picture.
Oh, really?
I'll take it. I have it. It's my near my front door.
You would never leave it in an Uber.
I would never.
It's a prized,
it's a cherished possession.
Possession.
It's right next to my framed picture of Gotham City. Because I spend my money wisely.
All right. Did somebody leave a George Washington Hospital discharge paper?
Oh, that's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Because they were getting a ride home from the
hospital.
The
founder of our country. His hospital discharge paper was left in the back of an Uber hundreds of years later. It happened.
Maybe he was a time traveler.
A cape with the Statue of Liberty on it.
I think he made that one up.
No, that's actually real.
Okay, all right.
75-gallon fish tank. Did somebody leave that in the back of an Uber?
How did you accidentally leave that? I'm assuming it was empty and it wasn't full of fish and water.
I think it was full of fish and water.
Was it really?
I think it was.
Oh, I'm going to say that you made that one up.
No, that's real.
Oh!
A dishwasher. physical appliance.
Okay,
not
some
guy
named Jose. I'm sorry. Yeah, why not?
Yes, they did.
A dishwasher.
A laminated list of every Applebee's in the continental United States.
That's too specific to make up. I think that one's real.
No, I made that up.
Oh, good for you.
A grocery bag containing only expired coupons and a harmonica. Did somebody leave that in an Uber, or did I make that up?
Oh, yes. Yeah, somebody left that in Uber.
No, I made that one up too.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Pelvis implants.
Pelvis implants? Is it like hip replacement or something? Maybe. So, I don't know.
Pelvis.
PVC pipe. Sure, why not?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yes.
Well done. 20 pounds of duck sausage. Sausage made from ducks.
Duck sausage. Sure, yes.
Yes, they did. A child's prosthetic eye.
Oh, my God. I hope you made that up.
No, that was left in an Uber.
A child's fake eye.
You did pretty well. You got most of those correctly.
All right,
yeah. Nice job. People are weird.
Yes.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Lead singer of Poison, Bret Michaels, has turned down the invitation to be at the Freedom 250 concert. Maybe because he's trying to keep track of what his daughter's doing. Yeah. His daughter, Rain, has got a new reality show on Netflix. And she also has signed up to sell foot pictures on feetfinders.com. God, there's so many people obviously into that. If you got pretty feet, cash them in.
Don't get it.
Wow.
To each his own. So a 21-year-old kid was at a La La Land concert. This is where they show the movie and an orchestra plays along live.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And the pianist got sick at intermission.
Really?
And they were like, well, what do we do? I mean, if we called somebody, they couldn't be here for a while. So Justin Hurwitz, the guy who wrote all the music for La La Land, who was conducting the concert, asked the audience, is there anybody here who can read sheet music for piano?
Oh, wow.
And this guy's friends volunteered him and said, this guy can do it. And so he went up and did it, and he just sight read everything on the music. In fact, there was one part that is super hard, a solo, where he just improvised, and the audience gave him a standing ovation.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah, this guy's going to be a star now.
Well, here's the thing. He has no plans to pursue music professionally, which is, if you've seen the movie, the most La La Land ending you could possibly have in real life.
That's true. That's pretty cool. Talking about data centers, I guess in McMinnville, they're having a big meeting about hoping they don't have one there because I guess it really tears up the environment.
Yeah, the noise.
Yeah, and they're also talking about opening up one near the zoo, and the people at the Nashville Zoo at Grassmere said, we're totally against having it there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they could stop it. Release the tigers. You have tigers. Once they start building it, release the tigers. Somebody left the tiger door open.
I thought it was your turn.
You eat a couple construction guys and they'll stop. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
You share yours with us, we share ours with you, and we all complain about what each other says.
That's pretty much what the world is like.
Popular.
Yeah.
So we call it So If I'm Being Honest. What do you want to kick us off?
If I'm being honest, whoever came up with the reply all option on emails, you know, owes the entire planet an apology.
They're going to be the first ones up against the wall when the revolution comes.
Probably not an unpopular opinion, but truthful.
Like the fish in the microwave guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we all agree. Hate that guy. Laura says, if you're the kind of person who would ghost someone, you're probably not mature enough to date.
Ah. I don't know.
I think a lot of people have ghosted people.
I know.
So that means a lot of people aren't mature enough to date.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree to a point.
I think you have been a dating coward your whole life.
I think it's a case by case basis. It's a need to know basis or a need to not know. Brian says, if I'm being honest, like at Aldi, all shopping carts should give you a quarter if you bring them back to the corral.
Okay.
I like that.
Actually, I'm fine with the Aldi thing.
Yeah, like, I like having the, you know, where you get a refund. You feel like, oh, I'm saving money. Got a quarter.
I know it's your money that you put in there, but I mean, it works. And it's a good system.
Yeah, and what can you buy for a quarter? Not much.
It's amazing what we'll do for a quarter. Like, if you didn't put a quarter in and you're at this different store, you're like, I'm not bringing it back. Mm. I'm just going to leave it here and let it careen into somebody else's, you know, $80,000 SUV.
You know, and if you don't bring the cart back to where you're supposed to take it, you know, that says a lot about you.
Your character.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Janice, you've said something here that I consider fighting words. Janice says, reading a book and listening to an audiobook are not the same. They are not equal. Reading a book is greater than listening to a book.
But you can't read a book while you're driving, and you can listen to a book while you're driving.
Yep. I
don't do that though. Only listen to the radio.
Only especially listen to
in the
books
only in the morning
after 10 a.m.
After 10 a.m. you That's can listen to all the books you want. Yeah,
come on,
we're off the air.
It's not our rule. It's just we just follow it. But I probably listen to 4 books for every 1 book I read.
Yeah,
but
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
It lets me do other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to a book while I was mowing the lawn.
Yeah, see? You're multitasking. I see nothing wrong with that.
And I have read with words that scientific study says, like, you comprehend just as much, equally as good, whether you hear it or if you read the words.
If you're listening to it, I think you comprehend it better sometimes. I think, how many times have you laid in bed reading a book and then all of a sudden you start to doze off and you realize, I haven't read any words for like 3 or 4 pages.
Then you have to go back. Read them over and over. Yeah. And then, you find I fell asleep again.
Okay.
I have to read them for the 4th time.
So I say poo on that idea. Totally Hits 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show.
So what's this way that you want to show me to get rid of the stress hormones that are in my body?
Right. The cortisol, which is the stress hormone that I guess, we have a lot of stress in 2026. And you can, of course, lower those levels to be less stressful, with things like breathing exercises, yoga, there's, exercise.
I don't want to do any
of that. There's pharmaceuticals. But now the thing that's going around the internet is that you can do it simply by sticking your tongue out for 40 seconds. Okay, this is all over the internet. People are saying, oh, yes. And they're saying things like, oh, pharmacies are panicking because people are they're not buying their antidepressants because this is helping them so much.
Like every ad I see on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what the big companies don't want you to
know. They don't want you to see that all you have to do is stick your tongue out for 40 seconds. So this is something you can do while you're driving.
Anything special you need to do or just stick your tongue out?
Yeah, just 40 seconds of I could demonstrate. I don't know if I want to go the full 40 seconds or not.
Okay. Ready?
All right. For 40 seconds, you just go,
Just stick your tongue out Kiss the story. The movie. Just don't stick it to the flagpole. It's just freezing out.
That you're mad at your neighbor.
And this is supposed to de-stress you?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better?
I'm feeling pretty good. I can feel the cortisol draining from my body right now.
I think it makes the people around you happier because they're laughing at you and reading your book.
They
feel better.
You're helping people with their laughter.
It doesn't help me.
Because that's good. So you're helping yourself and the people around you because laughter is the best medicine.
This hack is crap.
Yeah, it is. But everybody on the internet is all about it, so it must be true.
That is. I can't believe you talked me into doing that.
Well, we're all trying to find different ways to ease our stress.
Now it's a gag. 2026. Everybody's got to get really. It
no,
works.
No, really work.
Everybody in the audience,
try it.
Tell people at work or wherever you're going today. Yeah, no, try it.
No, it really works. And
let me
video you while you're doing it. It's time to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees eradicated? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have April for the ladies. We have Bubba for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you. Here's a warm-up question, starting with you, April. If we looked in your closet, what color would dominate?
Purple followed by black.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Very nice.
What about you, Bubba? If we looked in your closet, what color would dominate?
I would say khaki. Khaki pants. Khaki shorts.
All right.
All right.
The khaki man. The khaki man can. I'm sorry. Just riffing.
Laura, you each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you need it, let's begin with a multiple choice question.
All right. April, is Beck's beer, is that imported from Germany, Mexico, or Canada?
Canada?
Canada. No. No, it's a German beer.
All right, Bubba. Is Love Island USA, our very own USA version,
yes,
Is that a reality show on Fox, Peacock, or Hulu?
Fox?
No. That's a Peacock show.
Okay. You can score first here, April. The delicious Pablo Pascal plays Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four movie. What is Reed Richards' superpower?
Screw.
All right. Baba, she hopes you don't know this. What is Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four? What is his superpower?
He's a businessman. He's got electrical arms. His arms. He's got the Mr. Fantastic.
I don't know what you just talked about, but
is he right?
Yeah. Well, he does have the stretchy arms. He's got the stretchy arms. He's super stretchy guy.
So after his joke answer of businessman, it right.
We'll give it to you. All right.
Okay. April may contest this.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Under protest, you have a correct answer.
We'll give an hour and a half. Bubba, what store chain famously sells the keepsake Christmas ornaments?
Hallmark.
That is correct.
Right.
Wow, I don't think there's any way April could come back.
Oh.
No.
April.
He messed with you with the Pablo Pascal answer.
By the way, his name is Pedro Pascal.
Is it Pedro? I'm sorry.
Pedro Pablo.
Oh, Pablo.
What's a superpower?
This whole thing was rigged.
It was a train wreck.
Well, I tell you what.
How am I supposed to get it right if you can't even say the name right? Come on, Woody.
I know.
Oh, my God. It all comes back to me being in problems. Okay. why don't we give you both tickets?
All right.
Everybody wins.
Everybody's a winner. Because even the host didn't get stuff right, you guys win. Thanks to both of you. Hang on the line. Woody and Jim, we play Gender Wars every weekday morning on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Scary day in Clarksville, but it had a happy ending. A three-year-old boy went missing Tuesday morning in Clarksville and set off an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
But he was found safe at home. In the attic. Don't really know how he got into the attic, but...
By himself? Wow. Yeah. That's...
Bottom line, though, is he's doing okay.
Good. Good deal. That's a nice to have a happy ending, yeah. The Freedom 250 concert, so many people have pulled out. Guess the ones that are left are Vanilla Ice, Flo Rida, and CNC Music Factory. And with that being all that there is, the president has thought maybe we'll just cancel the whole thing and try something else. You know, he could bring in the Village People. You know, he loves YMCA. He could go out and do his patented, you know, double fist pumping dance that doesn't at all look like something else. He could do that for like an hour.
It's YMCA with their Village People walkers.
Yeah.
Because they're all like 80 now.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Sure.
So somebody in New York has been crawling around in the sewers and then coming out of manholes at 2 a.m. Now, before you ask, yes, it's been confirmed. They are not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're looking for pizza?
But nobody knows exactly who these people are and why they're going down into the sewers and then coming out all at the same time. Like they have a meeting or something down there.
That's not super suspicious at all.
No, but the city wants them to know that sewers are disgusting and dangerous, and you shouldn't go there.
Maybe they just like the smell.
Just wanted some peace and quiet.
Yes. Uber comes out with a list of things that people have left behind in Ubers.
And they are the strangest things.
Yeah, we thought we'd play a fun little guessing game, because you've seen the list, but I haven't.
Okay. What do you have to tell me if this is something that somebody actually left in an Uber, or if I made it up?
Okay.
Dentures with two teeth.
With just two teeth?
Just two teeth.
Yeah, I'll say yes. Yeah, somebody did that.
Yes, they did. Breast milk.
Sure.
Yes, they did. A taxidermied squirrel in a cowboy hat.
Okay, I think you made that up.
I did make that up. I want it to be true.
Especially in a cowboy hat.
An ankle monitor.
Oh, that's obviously something.
Yes,
did.
Yes, they did. 420 donuts.
Wow. You think, how would you accidentally leave those behind?
Right.
I'll guess you made that one up.
No, it's real.
Real? Oh.
A sack of marbles.
I believe that one.
Yes. An oxygen tank.
Okay, now that's another thing where how would you access, if you needed to breathe and survive, why would you leave it behind? But I'm going to say sure, yeah.
Yes, they did. A brand new mini fridge.
A mini fridge, like a dorm size
fridge. Brand new.
I think you made that up.
No, that actually I was in there. A jar of someone's baby teeth labeled "Do not open."
What were they afraid of?
Don't disturb the baby teeth.
Yes, I think that's true.
I made that up.
Oh. We have a new best friend in here. We have Jordan from the Nashville Humane Association. Who'd you bring with you?
Our new best friend is Wendy.
Wendy!
She's a black beauty, and while she has a puppy heart, she is a senior dog, right?
She is. We believe she's about 9 years old, so you'll see that on her little peppered face from all the kisses she's probably gotten over the years.
Yep.
So she definitely has more of like a calm, laid-back personality, but give her her favorite stuffy, and her little puppy energy and happiness comes out.
Yeah. And you can tell she was at one time somebody's pet because she knows a lot. She's smart. She loves belly rubs and licking people's faces.
Yeah. She knows all of the basic cues, like sit and things like that. Her foster said she's both potty trained and crate trained.
Ah, sweet.
And she was just the perfect house guest. So she's definitely used to being in a home.
So she can play. And also she likes being a couch potato, too. Don't we all?
No. And it's the perfect time of year to do some gardening. Her foster did tell us she loves to lay out in the grass and roll around while you garden. So if that's what you like to do, lounge outside, sunbathe, she's ready to do that with you.
Well, that sounds like a great activity. Weather is beautiful finally for that.
Yeah.
And if you want to see Wendy, and she's so pretty.
She's a good girl.
You can follow the Woody and Jim Show Facebook page, also TikTok and Instagram, and just see how lovable and really she is. Every person she meets is the new best friend.
Like, have a treat or a toy, and you've won her heart over.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that's you know.
Me too.
A lot about all of us. Yeah, we're all food motivated.
We can all relate to Wendy.
Yeah. Adopt, own, shop at Nashville Humane. See Wendy and all the other wonderful dogs and cats that are up for adoption at the Nashville Humane Association. Go to Nashville. Humane.org. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim, brought to you by Scent Hound. 3 locations. Get your dog groomed. Go to scenthound.com. Yeah. A lot of people don't know this about you, Jim, but you are a movie critic. You have a film critics podcast you do with some of your friends.
I am, yes, a member of the Music City Film Critics Association. Have been since the start.
Yeah.
So I go to see a lot of movies, even ones that I maybe don't want to see. And I did want to see it until I started hearing murmurs about Nate Bargatze's movie, The Breadwinner.
Yeah. And it's not getting very good reviews.
I went to go see it yesterday, and it is the perfect movie that if you are dying from laughing and you need to stop laughing,
oh no,
watch this movie. See, now, I feel really bad for saying that because I love him.
We root for him. We want him to do well.
He could be listening. I know he's not.
He's not. But
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
His stand-up is so good, and he's such a likable guy that you root for him to do well. I mean, he had that game show that I think is still on, but it's just awkward to watch. He's really out of his element, and I guess it's the same thing with this movie.
From the people that were in the theater, I didn't laugh at anything, but they laughed 2 or 3 times. And it's the same premise as a movie from a long time ago called Mr. Mom.
Yeah, with Michael
Keaton.
Which is
basically the wife's out of the house and he's got to do the stuff around the house. And guess what? He doesn't know how to cook and he doesn't know how to do stuff. And it's hard.
It's kind of an old premise.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, because, you know, in today's society, men need to know how to do things like that.
It feels a little dated
and
not funny.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, okay, well, maybe they just said like, hey, we've had this old script laying around. Let's like give Nate Bargatze a movie and just do this one.
Yeah, just change it a little bit.
But then I saw over the end credits, he's showing stuff from his stand-up routines and how they were actually made into the script for the movie.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, oh, I see what you're doing there. This is like, oh, that's clever. But I would be distancing myself from that script rather than trying to say, yes, it was 100% me.
Maybe they should just do a movie of him doing his stand-up routine. I think that would do really well.
Way funnier.
I mean, you know.
Him telling it to an audience with a microphone.
Yeah.
100 times funnier than if you watch the movie.
Yeah. We root for him. He's a great guy. He's a local guy. We just stay in your lane.
Disney Channel movie of the week. Funny.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.